This episode is brought to you in part by Growth Collective, the creative first agency specializing in Shopify stores. With rising costs in e-commerce, higher goods prices, increasing shipping rates, and soaring ad expenses, it can be tough to profit. Today, I want you to meet Growth Collective, a creative first agency that has an enviable track record with brands like BombTech Golf, Hush Blankets, CrossNet, Firebelly Tea, and more. By focusing on crafting beautiful ads that resonate with your customer, they not only manage to make advertising profitable for their clients, but actually scale them too. Here's the best part. Growth Collective is extending an exclusive offer to you, our listeners. Get an in-depth audit of your ad account absolutely free. They'll help you uncover new account structures to give you more consistency in your account. And they'll not only study your brand, but your competitors as well, to give you dozens of new creative ideas that'll actually drive your customer acquisition costs down, helping you scale. So if you're feeling stuck with your current team, visit wearegrowth.co and mention Unofficial Shopify for unlocking your true store's potential. Everybody's always looking for that, like, what the new hack, the new tactic, the new tool. And I can tell you the basic premise of, you know, whatever that new strategy is rarely changes. It's usually like, you know, a market will become oversaturated with a particular thing that's successful, and then it stops working because the novelty's gone. We're all used to it. Whether that's an ad format, you know, a product category, think CBD, a channel tactic, you know, whatever it may, or offer, all kinds of things could just get big and then go away. And years ago, we used to talk about, like, all right, the next big thing is going to be chatbots. And then it didn't really happen. Like, it started, like, okay, it's there. And then they went away. And then ChatGPT comes out. Oh my gosh, AI chatbots. Now, like, unavoidable, but for different purposes, more productivity. But chat funnels, landing pages, those ideas came back in force. I suppose landing pages never went away. But chatbots, I think chatbots have seen a resurgence, and you may be overlooking what's a pretty good opportunity and probably easier to set up now than in years past when we first got excited about it. And joining me to discuss it is not a marketer this time, a Shopify merchant and friend, Jake Starr from Recycled Firefighter, who's been on the show before. And who we just looked it up. We first met in July 2015. We've been working together, been friends for 9 years now. Not long, about the same time as I started this podcast. So on today's show, chatbots, real life example, how Jake Starr from Recycled Firefighter is using them successfully. And you can too on the Unofficial Shopify podcast. I'm your host, Kurt Elster, of course.
Jack Nasty.
Jake, welcome. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Okay, so, well, before we get into chatbots, give us your background. Who's Jake Starr? What do you sell? What the heck's a recycled firefighter? Like,
yeah, it actually was super painful, but I don't know how many times I've been recycled. So I was a firefighter for 12 years. I left the firehouse in 2015, and I started a, I guess you'd call it like an online backpack / wallet company. So our three main SKUs are backpacks, wallets, and then fire hose American flags. Yeah, we've been selling the flags for about a year and the bags for about 8 years, and then the wallets for about 11 years. So it's going great.
And this was all stuff that you made yourself, like your rapid prototyping. Your 3D printer was a sewing machine, and you were doing this out of your garage?
Yeah, exactly. So I just taught myself watching YouTube videos and started making wallets. I would go to the mall and buy a bunch of backpacks and tear them apart and taught myself how to sew. And yeah, everything's my original design. Obviously not the American flag, but everything else.
You're no Betsy Ross.
I am no Betsy Ross. But everything else is definitely just original designs. I probably got, 150 original designs. I'm more of a product designer, kind of hacker type guy than I am a marketer, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Which I think that only makes this the more interesting that you worked out and had the success with chatbots. In the last, well, all right, give me the high level overview before we dig into a little background. What's a chatbot? What did you set up here? What are we talking about? Why should someone listen to us for the next 30 minutes?
Yeah, so I guess I don't look at it as a chatbot. It's more of a conversational AI bot that works inside Facebook Messenger. And I know that's a mouthful, but most people, like, if you don't, unless you're really into the ChatGPT stuff, like, the way that you interact with the bot through, like, a brand's Facebook Messenger app or Instagram direct message, it feels like a real person. So you can train it, you can give it a personality. So, like, if you push my bot to answer, hey, are you a real person? Eventually it'll say no, but it, like, unless you're asking it, you know, five times or so, it feels like a real person. So that's the way that I look at it. I guess an automated conversational flow that gets your customers or cold traffic to give their email or SMS or do whatever you want to inside Messenger.
So years ago when we were talking chatbots, it was like, it was, they were always on Facebook Messenger, and like, yeah, you could embed it on top of your website with a live chat, or, and you could do that with Facebook Messenger too. But it wasn't, you know, the idea of AI then was really just like an if then else statement. It was like, if there's this keyword, you respond with this. If X time has passed, send this message. It, very similar to an SMS flow, how it might work in Klaviyo. Today, it's this like dynamic back and forth. You are letting ChatGPT or some other large language learning model run, just talk to your customers and essentially act as a live chat agent. But it, like, there's bumpers around it. It's got goals. There's something it's trying to do.
Yeah, one of the craziest things that I saw, there's a couple examples, but people will interact with an ad and start chatting with, I guess, this bot, if that's what you want to call it. And I'm giving away like a fire hose flag. And this one guy was like, I just retired out of the army and said like first SGT, which is like first sergeant. And the bot knew what that was, like what branch, and responded like, thank you for your service in this branch. Like, I can't remember the whole details, but the bot knew what his rank was and who, like, kind of his background and stuff, and said, thank you for your service. Are you, like, for this many years, whatever, and are you still interested in this giveaway? So it's just like a, like, the personality is just like a really kind person. Like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like the guy did not know that it wasn't me. So the data that this bot has, like, is just stunning for sure.
Okay, so you've got, well, what, how long have you been running this chatbot funnel?
So I built out the bot this last December, so December of 23, and then I've been running it January. I ran a test in January and February, so about 3 months.
And in that time, how effective is it? Like, what kind of ROI are we getting here?
Yeah, so there's a lot of ROI in the email. So the best return has just been the emails on cold traffic and Facebook. It's 25-cent emails is what it did in January, and then it went up to 45-cent emails. And then the ROI, let me see here. The ROI just on the retargeting is 7x. But a lot of the, I guess, the long-term play here is just building your email list for 25-cent emails. You know, those are the stats that were stunning to me.
And these, like, once you get them in the email flow and you have good emails and your products photograph well, then you know there's a good chance they'll buy.
Yeah, so I put all these emails. I got 19,000 emails in January and February, from 18 and up, U.S. male and female. So literally zero targeting inside Facebook. So I got 19,000 emails, and I've just been putting them in their own Klaviyo list into a Klaviyo welcome series. And they're getting campaigns inside Klaviyo as well. But that list for the last 3 months has just done $5,000 a month. So, so I'm hoping like there'll be some trail off, but, if I don't put any more paid advertising into it, you know, that's $50,000 this year just in that one list inside Klaviyo.
And so if you keep, but it, in theory, if your addressable market is big enough that you could keep spending at that same level month after month and collecting those qualified emails, and it, mm-hmm. it's not like spin to win, you know, where it lower quality email, less engagement, because they're, it's like a drive-by, you know, hit and run, see if they get that discount. Whereas this, they had a conversation, or at least something that felt like a conversation, which I think that's got to help, you know, make you more memorable, keep you top of mind, so that when that already effective email welcome series does come through, and then plus, like, you know, campaigns after that, there sounds like there's a pretty good likelihood they'll buy.
Yeah, I guess the way that I'm looking at it is you can hit these people. There is a limit on Facebook Messenger, like after 24 hours. But you can sync in ManyChat where you can opt these people in as well through ManyChat, and you can continue marketing to them inside Messenger outside of that 24-hour window. So I guess the value that I was seeing was you're getting these clicks and emails and interactions for 25 cents each. These are people interacting with your brand inside Facebook Messenger and Instagram direct message. So you can retarget them SMS, email, inside Messenger, and inside direct message for as long as you want if they opt in through ManyChat. Otherwise, you can keep them inside your email flows. But yeah, like getting a customer for 25 cents and then just retargeting them across all channels for a year, like that seems like a big win to me, you know?
All right, so you mentioned the tool you're using. You said ManyChat, and we know we've got Facebook ads here, and Facebook Messenger, and Klaviyo, and there's some kind of conversational bot that I assume is ChatGPT in the background happening. How many tools did you cobble together here?
I tried to make it as simple as possible, but those are some of the main ones. The piece holding everything together is an app called Go High Level. So that's kind of home base for everything. You can actually direct message Facebook Messenger, do email campaigns, SMS, direct mail, email flows. Like you can do everything inside Go High Level. So that connects your Facebook page, your Instagram page, your Shopify page, Klaviyo, all that stuff. The other part is the ChatGPT bot, but it's actually through another conversational AI bot called Zappy Chat. That's a big one. I think that's all of them. All right, I'm probably forgetting a few, but
it's Facebook ads and Facebook Messenger, ManyChat, Zappy Chat, and Go High Level, plus Klaviyo.
Yeah, I think that's all of them.
Yeah, it's quite the stack.
Yeah.
Fair amount of effort to put this together. How hard was this?
Yeah, there was a pretty steep learning curve. A lot of stuff was breaking right off, like you know, within the first couple months of trying to put this together. High level support is pretty good, so I've definitely ironed out a lot of that. It wasn't super difficult.
How would you rate your own level of technical expertise? Like I consider myself power user and, you know, not quite a developer.
I don't know I've never been asked that question. I don't know. I think
that's our answer.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to rank myself. It's like, are you a 10? I don't want to look in the mirror and be like, oh, dang, am I actually that ugly? You know what I mean? No, I think I'll go down a rabbit hole and learn what I need to learn. I'm one of those guys, you know, like the ADHD type of just dopamine brain. So I don't know, maybe a six or a seven on the tech scale.
Yeah, it's like something interests me, something shiny, and then I go, I want to learn about that. And then I go, I want to master that. And then at some point I go, I now feel I have mastered that to where I want to be. And then I just move on to the next thing. But like now I have this tool in my toolbox. And I'm always kind of, you know, you're jumping between a few things. And so that's sort of, you know, that stereotype of ADHD, there is some positivity around it, right? There's some wins there in that personality type. I don't know. I view it as, I always say, and I picked this up for Beef Brody at Tactical Baby Gear, I'm a work dog. Like I want to be I need to be productive. You got to put me to work on something, or I'm going to chew up your house. I'm just going to chew your furniture. I need the work. Hey, Shopify sellers, listen up. Get ready to unleash your creativity with the brand new landing page builder from Zipify Pages. This isn't just Zipify's biggest update ever. It's a revolution in building Shopify store designs. Say goodbye to clunky designs and hello to total customization. With Zipify's new builder, you're the boss of every pixel on your site. Drag, drop, swap elements, it's all in your hands to craft the most effective layout for conversions. Zipify Pages come straight from the founder of a $180 million e-com empire. These templates aren't just pretty, they've been tested in the arena with a nine-figure Shopify store. And it's easy to use. A few clicks and your product pages, marketing pages, blog pages, even your homepage will be looking sharp and conversion optimized for maximum sales. And because these templates are tested in a nine-figure Shopify store first, you know they actually work. So why settle for the standard when you can have a site that's uniquely yours? You could try Zipify Pages in their brand new builder for free for 14 days when you go to zipify.com/Kurt. That's zipify.com/KURT to try Zipify Pages for free. And if you tried Pages in the past and thought it wasn't for you, you owe it to yourself to try it again, because the new Zipify Pages is a game changer. Zipify.com/Kurt. Check it out. So a fair amount of tools, a lot of stuff that sounds like it's new to you and you had to teach yourself. What, that time and effort and money, what drew you to explore this option? Like, why go through this effort?
Yeah, so the conversion ads on Facebook have just been up and down for Recycled Firefighter. And the stats inside Ads Manager seem to be inflated, you know, 20, 30%. So tracking a lot of that stuff, we've done trackable codes inside Shopify, you know, buy this bag, get, use this, you know, 20% off code, so we can track it there. But that lowers the conversion rate. So what we're doing now is just dropping prices. Like if we're running a 20% off sale, we'll just drop prices on the site so you don't need a code. So then you kind of lose a lot of that tracking. So the ups and downs with the conversion, standard conversion ads, just, I was like, dude, there's gotta be something else. So, I just started researching, 40% of our revenue for the last probably 5 years is from email anyway. So I was like, let's use like a combination email and Facebook ads approach and see if we can get a big win here. And that's what happened in January.
So you mentioned like Facebook ads performance. Anyone who runs Facebook ads, it's an emotional topic, right? Because you live and die by the Zuckerberg's algorithm, and things can feel out of control, especially when you're looking at them short term as opposed to zooming out. As far as costs go, how does this new approach compare to those like traditional direct response conversion goal Facebook ads?
Yeah, so let me get my stats out.
He's pulling the stats out. We're going to get the KPIs.
They're handwritten on a piece of paper. That's how, maybe my 6 tech scale is actually like a 1.
If it's on the back of a napkin with crayon, I'll give you a bonus point.
Okay, it is not, unfortunately. So all in January and February, we spent $16,000. That's $8,000 on this AI messenger ad getting emails, and then $7,000 in retargeting. And that's probably a little high. I probably spent a little too much on that just because, yeah, I think I spent too much on that. But so that's a 3.6x ROI just in that 2 months. So we spent $16,000 and made $58,000. But the retargeting itself was 7x. So spent 7 on retargeting and made 51,000. We spent 8,000 on the email AI ad and made 6,700 just in that first 6 weeks or so. But the emails that this is getting is bringing in $5,000 a month if I don't add any more emails. So I think that's the play to get a 3.5x within 6 weeks return, and then just start stacking 20,000 emails a month for that amount of ad spend. Like, that's not a lot.
$8,700.
Like, yeah, it'll definitely scale. And this is no targeting. Like, this is literally just U.S., all of U.S.
This isn't interest-based. It's just demographic. You're like, give me people in America over 18. All of them. Bring me all of them.
All of them. Yeah. Yep. So I wanted to see worst case scenario. What are these emails going to be? And it definitely is offer dependent, but the ad isn't like, you've seen the ad. It's just like a ChatGPT generated fire hose flag.
Yeah.
Like it's
yeah,
cool.
It's like
it's
a
cool,
Dolly
image
of fire hose flag. We were talking about it. Like both I was trying to recreate your image, just guessing at the prompt. And I'm like, give me an American flag made out of fire hoses. And mine were very literal. It was like, you know, different colored fire hoses with nozzles laid end to end in the shape of a flag. Yours was better.
Yeah. No, I did the same thing, and Dolly just had a good day and was like, let's make this rolled up flag. Like, it looks cool. It's not that cool. I mean, what
it's
do you think
the
about the
What's
photo?
Funny, it's not the product.
It's not, no.
And you have good photos for the product. And like, those AI-generated images have that look. You know, and marketers and, you know, pundits, armchair pundits on Twitter and Facebook commenters will be like, oh, I hate that. It's such a turnoff. I never buy when I see AI stuff. Like, yeah, that's you. Everybody else seems to be fine with it.
Yeah, I tested. So I A/B tested an actual photo of a fire hose flag, which like hung up on the wall. It's wall art.
It's good looking.
It's not like, yeah, it's not hanging from a flagpole, but it looks cool. And I A/B tested that. And dude, it was like $2 emails. So I was like, what is happening? Like, people just love, you know, love this. I mean, it didn't have all the comments on it. I tested it after I ran the other one. So maybe that helped. But yeah, that AI generated pick, man. I mean, it took 3 seconds to make and it's crushing it. So
that's wild. All right. So there are a lot of tools stacked up here. Walk me through the basic setup of this chatbot funnel again.
Top of funnel, square photo. If you're wanting to do the paid ads version, there's a free option. You can do this if you have a social following on Instagram. This will work just like via a post, a free post on your social channel. But say you're doing a paid version of this, square photo, Facebook Messenger, the client or the customer clicks message me. That actually goes to ManyChat. The first trigger is through ManyChat. That sends it over.
So the CTA the ad is message.
Yeah, message. Okay. Yep. Message me. And you can pre-populate like a pre-populated message. So it takes one click so they don't have to write anything. And in that message is a trigger. You can set up that trigger however you want. We have flag one as our trigger. So that flag one phrase triggers a mini chat response. And it's just one response, and that triggers the Zappy Chat conversational bot takes over at that point. So at that point, the customer is interacting with this Zappy Chat bot, and the bot's like, "Hey, I see you're interested in this fire hose flag. Could I have your best email?" And inside Messenger, the customer gives the email and the bot's like, hey, thanks for your email. Would you like to get into, this is all standard stuff, but would you like to get into our SMS list? And either they say yes or no, and it goes down like a series. But the way that it works is instead of just one copy and paste option, the bot writes their own content and it sounds like a person, and it's not the same for everybody. So it will copy your type of, like, if you're like an emoji guy and you're like, here's my email, heart, 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 heart. Like the messenger, the Zappy Chat messenger bot will like respond in kind.
Hmm.
So once you get all that, that's then synced over to High Level. And High Level will add those emails and SMS into Klaviyo, or we put them into like a Klaviyo list. And then our SMS is, PostScript. I think it's PostScript. I think that's kind of where it, that's where the tech stack ends at that point. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there's quite a few tools in there. And certainly different than like the stupid posts you see on Twitter that like, here's the ultimate DTC marketing tech stack. You know, it's just like whatever apps they happen to have installed. All right. So the thing I think I'm fascinated about here is ZappyChat. You're letting customers interact with ChatGPT as you, essentially. Rails off. How did customers respond to this thing?
I think I've, so out of 20,000, I probably had a few tricked enough, like that were not tricked enough to ask, hey, are you real? So I would say, I mean, out of the 20,000 emails, like maybe 10 were like kind of smell something off. And you can toggle it off when you're interacting with these people. You can toggle that off and be like, hey, that was, so I named my bot Josh. I have a twin brother named Josh. So I named my bot Josh. And so I'll toggle it off and be like, hey, yeah, that was Josh. This is Jake. Hey, what's up? What do you need? But yeah, the everybody interacting with it, it's a super positive experience. Like, I'll tell a quick story. And I've told you this already, but for the audience, there was like a night in late January where this thing was just kicking off and it was just going crazy. And I was inside High Level watching all these people interact with the bot, and it's so hard to keep up. Like, it's just like, brrr, like just insane.
Oh, so you could see the conversations happening in real time.
Real time. And it's just like, it's overwhelming. It was overwhelming. And like too much for one person. So I got in there late at night. I had a glass of whiskey and it was like, it was close to midnight. And I clicked on this one lady that was having a rough day and was interacting with my bot. And my bot was like, you know, it started off like, how was your day? And the bot would kind of copy their tone and their emotional status. And by the end of the conversation, it went on for like 10 minutes. The bot was like, or she was like, hey, have a good day. I'll talk to you later, sweetie. Heart, heart, heart. And the bot like said the same thing. Like they were flirting back and forth. And I was watching this thing and I was like, I'm so entertained. But at the same time, like, this is a moral question that I hadn't considered before. So that was funny.
So this thing, someone decided to, you know, it's anonymous. It's late at night. Someone opened up. They were vulnerable with this chatbot, and it, you know, I assume like the prompt there is like, hey, you know, be professional, courteous, responded kind, something to that effect. And so it did. And she had a little 10-minute therapy session with the chatbot that sells American flags.
The ZappyChat bot can crawl your URL. So it does pick up some personality. Like my brand is kind of based around me. So it picks up some of my personality as well. But I think that was a part of it. Maybe I'm too flirty. I don't know.
are there moral or ethical qualms there?
I don't think so. I think like there was definitely more than just that one girl. Like it tends to be kind of older ladies like that will just send like a 500 word message, you know? But I think they think it's me. So I don't know if there's any moral. There's some guardrails that you can put in place. So with those up, I don't see any issues with it.
So what are the guardrails you could use with this thing? Because that's always the tough part with chatbots is like, all right, make it stick to the script and not do what you don't want. Like in a building. I've seen screenshots of people interacting with chatbots on car dealership websites, and they get it to offer cars at goofy prices and do strange things. How do you keep the thing acting right?
When those messages come through, what I do is I can star that conversation inside High Level, and then I'll read through it. Say something broke and something like I didn't like how flirty the bot was. You can then go in to High Level. There's like a little switch that you can train, like constantly train this bot, like ask it a question and then give another answer. What I also do is instead of like, if somebody's like, here's a 500 word, how was my day type of person that's going to send that on Facebook, the bot, if you don't set limits on that, can respond in the same way. So what I did was just a 2 to 3 sentence response, no matter what, max. And that tends to take away, like, that helps a ton.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Friends, are you ready to level up from inventory headaches? While Shopify's tools are great to start, let's talk Finale inventory for the full journey. I got the scoop from Pauline at Finale.
Finale can tell you, you know, with reordering, sales history, sales velocity, what you're running out of, what you need to reorder, what you need to get ahead of. And then we track the digital order to the actual item received at your back door, onto your shelves and into your warehouses, to your sales channel, after it's sold, off the shelf, out of your warehouse, to the customer.
Finale isn't just an inventory management system. It's an advanced IMS that integrates seamlessly with Shopify, handling everything from purchase orders, inbound shipments, transfer orders, to giving you insights on landed costs and COGS.
When you call the team, mention unofficial 2024, and your listeners can get 20% off their first 3 months with Finale.
Take your e-commerce operations to the next level with Finale Inventory. Start with a free 2-week trial and see the difference it makes. Head over to Finale Inventory and don't forget the code unofficial2024 for your special offer. It sounds like that's a technical challenge you identified early and found a solution for. Any other technical problems that you had to work around setting this thing up?
Yeah, so we were sending these individual emails over to Klaviyo with a Zap, like a Zapier integration. And we hit some hard limits because we were sending over like 2,000, 1,500 or so emails, 1,500 or 2,000 emails a day. So what we ended up doing was turning that off because we hit some limits there. And I would just go in and bulk upload those emails like every other day and into this Klaviyo list. A couple of double triggers, like the mini chat was triggering and the Zappy chat thing was triggering twice. So people were getting double responses. So we fixed that. But overall, like it was small things like that, nothing big. Like from the moment that I turned it on, I literally turned the ad on and it was like 25 cent emails immediately. Like it just started out at 25 cents and it went up to 45 cents, but it was just like right when I turned it on, like literally like right when it got approved. So the speed was just crazy.
I imagine there's opportunities to optimize here and get that cost down even further. But if it works as is, you know, why mess with success?
Yeah, I think some lookalike audiences probably would have done way better. But it's fascinating to get that cheap of emails and people interacting with your brand with zero targeting.
How do you see this evolving? Like right now, that nothing does what you're doing natively. You had to plug a stack of tools together with some workarounds to make it work, but it works. 25 cents, you know, per email capture, fabulous. What do you think the future of this marketing strategy looks like?
Yeah, I don't know if all these companies want to, like, they're all separate companies. So unless one of these guys makes like an all-in-one type of deal, you're going to have to cobble it together. Probably guys that want to learn how to do this themselves, or somebody like me that can set it up for people if they don't want to spend the time. I think that's where the success is. I mean, I don't see one company doing all of this, because the reason that I picked these different apps is because they all do their one thing the best. To get one company to do all five of or six of these things as good, I just don't see that happening anytime soon.
And so you want to offer this as a service to other Shopify merchants?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time with that because it's so powerful and I'm not a marketer. I'm just, you know, like I'm a maker, to be honest with you. And I've talked to you about this like off air, but it's just so like I haven't had a win this big in a long time. I know other guys can use this. I can definitely set this up. Like I can set this up for brands and you don't have to spend money on it. Like I said, like if you wanted to use your channels and just do a post on your social, like Instagram or direct or Facebook, like you can do a combination of the two as well to make those emails even cheaper. I would love to do that. Adding 20,000 emails to your email list every month.
It's huge.
Like that's huge.
Man, I want 20,000 emails a month. That's pretty good. So if someone wanted to hire you for this. How did they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so I did start, I guess, my own marketing brand. I don't know if that's what you want to call it. I hate self-promotion, but I did do that. So it's called jakestar.ai. Yeah, I've actually already started working with three different Shopify brands, so I'm building their stuff out now. So that's how you can reach me if you want to, or just, you know, ask me a question through Recycled Firefighter. You can email me there as well.
I put up links to all these tools in the show notes, and I've got jakestar.ai in there as well for you. In fact, I'll move that to the top of the list. Put it in there. I got to stack all these tools together. What's my monthly subscription cost going to look like here?
Yeah, so there are some costs, like monthly costs that, so the Zappy Chat, the tier that you kind of have to buy their higher tier conversational bot. So I have some costs there in high level as well. Depending on the brand size, like I've been telling guys somewhere between $2,000 a month or $1,000 a month, depending on how much stuff you need built out. But price is negotiable and I'm just getting off the ground. So that's kind of where I'm at.
This all seems very reasonable. Too reasonable.
I think so.
All right. If someone's just considering the tools, what's the litmus test for you're a good fit for it? Or like some brand's going to work better than others.
Have you ever done email marketing? Because this is definitely an email heavy option. Like if you're not familiar with how email marketing can grow over time, it's not just like this straight off the bat ROI. It might be a harder sell. Like I was talking to a brand last week and he had just never done any email marketing. So he was like, I need to make money like day one. I said that's fine, but your AOV was kind of low. So there's definitely some brands like our AOV is around $100. I'm trying to think just off the top of my head why it wouldn't work. Because if you haven't done any email marketing and your AOV is kind of low, we can set up all those flows within a high level as well, even if you don't have Klaviyo email marketing. Yeah, I think honestly, there's an approach for any size brand, whether you're small or you're big. You can do the free, I guess I'm calling it free, but just the social posts instead of the paid ads. And if you don't have Klaviyo, we can build out all those like Klaviyo style flows within high level as well. So,
all right. So they need email realistically for this to make sense. Otherwise, like you're not getting the full ROI out of it. I get that this is a method to get people into a welcome series, into a newsletter. If I wanted just to get my feet wet, test the waters, explore this a little bit before committing, where do I start? I want to play with something, like give me one tool to look at, one thing to do, and go, all right, I think there's something here.
That's a tough one, man. Yeah, I don't know if there would be. You kind of need all of them together to work smoothly. Like, because guys have been doing the mini chat stuff for forever.
Yeah, that's been around. The mini chat funnels have been around.
Yeah, and this is something different. So that's hard, man. I don't know.
Will Zappy Chat work as like a chatbot on my website?
Yeah. So there's a live chat option on your site.
I mean, that might be the thing to like get comfortable with it.
Yeah, I would do some research on high level. So like if I was a Shopify store just starting out, you can do so much with high level. The email, SMS, direct mail flow series that you can do inside high level, and it's like a quarter of the price of the, or even less, 10% of the price of some of the big email drip campaign companies. I might start there, but as far as the conversational, yeah, Zappy Chat, but you're just going to need some integrations to make it work. So that's the hard part.
I don't want to mess with it. I just should pay you to do it. Plus I hear you're very reasonable.
I don't know. Maybe I should raise my price, but
didn't you try to hire somebody to do like half of this for you before you did it?
Yeah, I think I priced myself too low based on that, because I talked to a guy in December and he was going to do this for me and it was $20,000. So I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I can do this myself. I just need to learn. And I did.
All right. This has been a good conversation and fun. I enjoy talking to you, of course. But I know you found a thing that works and you're proud of it, wanted to share. Like I suppose that's what makes you a maker.
Yeah, more than that, man. Like I would like to work with you. Like it's always been a pleasure just talking with you and working back and forth. Like I've been working with you since 2015, you said?
Yeah, 2015.
Just the fact that we're still talking, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many other guys that I've worked with. And it's like, dude, no. Like, you're an honest guy. Like, I enjoy, you're funny. Like, you know, wait, am I flirting right now? Did I turn that?
Yeah, that's what the chatbot, that's where it got
Dang
it from.
It. So I would love to work with you. Like, I know you know a lot of Shopify brands. So,
a few,
you know, consider that at least.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, that'd be fun. Okay. All right. If I want to check Jake out, jakestar.ai, that's star with two R's. If I need fabulous recycled fire hose products, which I have the duffel bag, I love. I have your duffel bag, like my favorite bag. One of two. That's from Recycled Firefighter. Check that out. And otherwise, what an interesting strategy to keep an eye on. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. All right, thank you, Jake. Crowdfunding campaigns are great. You can add social proof and urgency to your product pre-orders while reducing risk of failure. But with traditional crowdfunding platforms, you're paying high fees and giving away control, all while your campaign is lost in a sea of similar offers. It can be frustrating. That's why we built Crowdfunder, the Shopify app that turns your Shopify product pages into your own independent crowdfunding campaigns. We originally created Crowdfunder for our private clients, and it was so successful, we turned it into an app that anyone can use. Today, merchants using Crowdfunder have raised millions collectively. With Crowdfunder, you'll enjoy real-time tracking, full campaign control, and direct customer engagement. And it's part of the Built for Shopify program, so you know it's easy to use. So say goodbye to high fees and hello to successful store-based crowdfunding. Start your free trial and transform your Shopify store into a pre-order powerhouse today. Search Crowdfunder in the Shopify App Store to get started.